What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed. Right now. What do you get if you add 33 and 66?
99.
99! Oh, man, I'm not going to be here for 100.
Oh, well.
That's right.
I might show up.
And welcome to episode 99 of Plan 9 from Cyberspace.
Wait, can our outgoing zombie 99 left balloons?
No, actually, I have a better one.
Oh, okay.
But a little bit of trivia for you here, Elisa.
Yes.
Actually, technically, you are here for the 100th episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we recorded a zero episode.
Oh.
And put it on the air. So, this will be the 100th time we've recorded, but episode number 100 will be next week.
Okay.
Not that anybody cares, but that's
some obsessive person keeping like a record of everything we do that we don't know about somewhere is like writing this furiously down as like in their trivia part of their blog.
I don't know. We've said it a couple times so about there being a zero episode, but.
We should. That's
Hello.
Part of our trivia. That's part of our wiki.
Hello.
Yeah, our wiki. Welcome to episode 99. Plan 9 from cyberspace. I am your ever so humble host, Lord Dwart, also known as Ed. And joining me tonight are Turd Ferguson. Not.
Oh.
And Robert. Not.
Not.
At least not yet. But we do have Becky.
Hello.
And Elisa.
Hello.
So it's going to be...
Ding dong!
I can't even say chicks versus dicks because there's only one of me.
And you're, are you sure?
I'm a pretty big dick, but I'm...
Ba-dum-bum.
I didn't say I had one. I said I was one.
I heard what you said.
And I get told that all the time.
Dick specifically?
No, actually, not a lot of people use that a lot anymore.
You're a dick, yeah. What's the big term then?
I don't know. You know, in my own, you know, usually I get told to fuck you in. that's what I hear all the time. I don't know if that. That doesn't exactly translate, does it?
But that's only from one particular person.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think douchebag. I like douchebag.
Douche and baggin?
Yeah.
Buddy of mine likes using the word douche and baggin.
Douche and baggin. I'm douche and baggin.
Yeah. Don't know why. So how was y'all's week? Did you have a pretty good time? Are you sweating? Freezing?
Not
soggy?
No.
Dripping?
I just realized I was halfway through my day yesterday, and I realized I was sweating so profusely that I had, like, a big ring around my armpit. So.
Yummy!
It wasn't too attractive, but that's what happens in shithole California.
How about you, Becky?
Got the AC on. Have avoided going outside, so not too bad.
Is it really hot there still? Really?
It's real humid.
It's toned down a little bit. Earlier in the week, it was worse, and we had beautiful weather Friday night, so we'll get into that in a minute. I wanted to just talk to you for a few seconds, Elisa, about you've been talking about a lot of the movies you've been watching.
Yes, sir.
And you really liked Quarantine.
Yes, I did.
Now, I liked Quarantine as well. I know a lot of people did not that had seen Wreck first.
Oh, see, I haven't seen Wreck yet, and I'm curious to see it. But Quarantine, I wasn't expecting anything. Like, I went into it expecting a piece of shit, garbage, like, just bad horror. And I was so pleasantly surprised. It was enjoyable, so.
I thought it was okay, and I liked Wreck as well, but I think because I saw Quarantine first, I like it a little better.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I'm curious to see Wreck.
I noticed how you said on your blog that you absolutely hated The Signal.
I did. I couldn't even finish it. It was so bad.
Now, I'll admit that it's not a great movie.
Yeah.
It's low budget acting, maybe?
I think that I think I was more disappointed in it than anything, because it had a good sort of a start off, and the acting wasn't bad and the writing wasn't bad, but then it just kind of fell apart. It's like, hey, we've got them hooked, now let's just write a piece of shit.
Yeah, see, I think it gets a little better for a while after you tuned out.
Okay.
And it's weird, it's just weird enough to hold your interest, but then I didn't like the ending.
Okay. Well, I didn't like the whole thing with, like, I'm not going to do spoilers and stuff, but the whole thing with the three characters and the exterminator guy and all that, I just thought that was just such a rip-off. Like, it was like they were trying too hard to be funny, I think. That's what annoyed me.
Yeah.
And it didn't know what kind of movie it wanted to be, because the first part was so sort of just very serious and very, you know, tense, and then it becomes this comedic bullshit. And, like, pick what you want to do, you know, there has to be a balance. So actually, I saw a really good one. I saw Fear of the Dark. It was a Canadian movie from the early 2000s, and that one really did well with the humor and the suspense, like the tension. That was an excellent, and there was no gore, there was no swearing, and there was no put downs, but it was still a wonderful, suspenseful, scary movie.
Okay, Becky, how about you? See any movies recently that you enjoyed?
Well, you shared one with me, and I can't remember the name of it.
12 Rounds.
12 Rounds. It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was kind of suspenseful and kept my attention, a lot of action. Saw the movie Next with Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel. That one left me just a little
His acting leaves me a little
This
usually,
one,
most of the time.
Usually it doesn't bother me, but this one was a little strange. Mm. He has the ability to see 2 minutes into his future.
Yeah.
But he then discovers this female that he can see her farther into the future. Mm. So that's what this is all about.
That sounds like such an overly used premise lately.
Yeah. I can't remember what year it came.
You know how Hollywood goes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
once you got an idea, beat it to death until it's dead, and then keep beating it.
Yeah.
And that's probably about the only two I can think of that I've seen recently.
Now, 12 Rounds is not going to win any awards from anyone, but it has the sort of story that I really enjoy.
I've never heard of it.
I like it. It's a wrestling produced film.
Huh.
So it has one of their popular wrestlers, John Cena, as a cop,
mm-hmm.
who kind of lucks into taking down an international bad guy, but in the process, the bad guy's girlfriend, the love of his life, is killed.
Mm.
So the bad guy wants revenge, and he's going to put the John Cena character through 12 rounds, making him play sort of a game to try and get his wife back.
Mm. Girlfriend.
I like that idea.
Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, to get his girlfriend back, yeah.
In the meanwhile, then, all these other people's lives are in, a peril, anyhow.
Liberty peril.
Yep, yeah.
Sort of like the third Die Hard.
Mm.
So I enjoy that sort of plot line. It wasn't great, but it was okay for something to watch. And just to geek out a little bit, I'm starting to like the new Doctor Who a little bit.
Ah.
even though he's a kid, you know, he's just so different that it's okay. It's hard to see him as the doctor being 900 years old, knowing everything, but still looking like he doesn't need to shave. So maybe it's better writing. God, I wish we had some other people to bounce this off of.
I don't know if the IT crowd has started in the UK, and the first episode I got to see online, and I put the link in my Facebook if you want to look back a little while, but it's there, and it's good, but it's not like amazingly amazing. Like, it's cute and everything. I hope that it ramps up, but the one thing that's sort of not spoilery that I'll say is that Jen had, let's just say Moss and Roy have really influenced Jen's look. She looks like a total fucking nerd now.
All right. Well, I saw that you had that link, and I kind of went to it, but it wanted me to register and all that.
No, you don't need to do any of that. No.
Whatever one I went to wanted me to, so I kind of hesitate.
All you had to do was if you have to upgrade your DivX, that's the only thing you had to do, and then the rest of it is all online. No, there's nothing. I didn't have to register for anything. If you want to talk about it off air, I can even walk you through it, because it's a bit of a pain, but it's worth it.
And do you think you'll get to see the rest of the episodes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all going to be on that same site.
I'll have to check and see how soon they come to BBC America. Even though I don't get that.
Well, they're Channel 4, though, so they might not.
Yeah, what does that mean? What does Channel 4
Channel 4 is an independent station, so it's not part of the BBC. It's like another... It's like Fox, I guess.
And for some reason, they're not putting their shit out there.
Well, the thing is, if you go to the website, I actually tried, like, they have it on the ITV, on the Channel 4 website, but it won't broadcast in the United States because of laws or some bullshit like that, so. If you're anywhere but the United States, you could probably see it on the website.
Gotcha. More America bashers.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's try this then. Tastes so good, the bone may cry, sweet cherry pie, oh yeah. Becky?
Okay, it's kind of been a quiet week, which is fine with me. Puppy got her stitches out yesterday, that went well. I have tickets Wednesday to go see Eclipse.
No comment.
No. In IMAX and Indy, so that's going to be fun.
Not in 3D. Is it in 3D at all?
IMAX, so...
Oh, so it's big, right?
Big, yeah.
Yeah, but if they should have it in 3D, then girls would be, like, fainting. Oh, my God!
Yes.
They do, anyway.
You know, the night that we went to the opening for New Moon, it was a very... And there were a lot of young girls, but there weren't any of that screaming, stupid stuff going on. Just a lot of...
Excited people?
Yeah, little excited girls. But when
that's
it came...
Cute.
You know, and it was cute because we sat beside a little girl who probably was about 9 with her mother. And you could really see
the
anticipation. Yeah, you know. Of course, here, the aunt and her niece are sitting there. My niece is 23, I think. She was pretty excited, so... And of course, we're Team Jacob, me, and she's Team Edward, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've got to say, as much as I dislike Twilight, I do love the Burger King commercials where the people are going around trying to convince other people whether they should be Team Edward or Team Jacob.
Yeah, who would you want your daughter to go out with?
Who the hell are you people and why are you talking to me?
Yes, and that old man goes, neither.
Yeah, that... Okay, I think that's kind of funny. That I can live with.
So, cow pie. I discovered I have a water leak somewhere in my house. It's doubled my water bill.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to have to probably get somebody out to look and see if I have a leak in the front yard. And that sucks, but...
I think your neighbor's just tapping off of you during the day, watering the lawn.
Could be. I'm done. That's it.
Okay, Lisa?
I'll do Cowpie first. Cowpie, this week has been horrible and stressful at work, and I'm really feeling very, very, very taken for granted. I'm essentially doing three times the work because several people are going on vacation, and so essentially I suffer. And nobody has asked me, are you going on vacation, Elisa, or what are you doing, Elisa? It's just, oh, we just assume Elisa's always going to be here, and she's not. So anyway, that kind of pissed me off. Cherry pie side, yesterday I went to Pasadena just for a last time to walk along Colorado Boulevard and just hang out and look at the stores, and I was at the bookstore along there, Romans, and I just happened to notice that, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before, but there's this girl who has a really popular blog, her name's Jen, and it's called Cake Rex, WRECKS.com, and she essentially posts pictures of the worst professionally decorated cakes, and then just makes like funny commentary about them, and her blog has become so popular that like she gave this talk at the bookstore, and it was packed, just packed, and it was so funny and just really, really great, and she's so hilarious that I just had an awesome day, and it was just a lot of fun. And I really like containers, and Pasadena now has the container store, so I was just having a little bit of a Woody session there. It was amazing that every kind of container possible, and so I got myself these teeny tiny little colored containers, and containers. So, I don't know, it's been like a really nicely relaxing weekend, because so after like a shitty, horrible, hard week of being like just underappreciated, having a really nice weekend was very nice, so.
Good.
Is that everything?
I don't know. It's my birthday next week, if that's a cow or a cherry. I don't know.
Is, hey, it's another year. Yeah. I consider that a cherry. Yeah.
But not till next week.
Right.
A week from today. Exactly. To go. Yes.
Oh, yeah. 7 more days of being 30-something, yeah.
Then you'll be 29-something.
That's right.
Well, in my own case, cherry pie would probably be that I went to a concert Friday night, saw Kansas Styx and Foreigner.
Ooh!
It was fun.
Nice.
The weather held out. It was not too hot. It was not wet. It was a good time.
Did they play all their hits?
Pretty much, yeah.
Foreigner, what's their big song?
Well, their big love song would be I Want to Know What Love
Is.
Oh,
I love that song.
And that there were a lot of couples that would, like, kind of slow dance and make out to that. It was kind of fun to do that.
Oh.
And then, you know, they've got Urgent, Dirty White Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Fox Hero. So.
Wait, are Foreigner the ones that did the Double Vision?
Yeah, Double Vision.
Oh, my God, that's
it. Have
you seen that Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode where Carl is wearing the Foreigner belt?
Yes.
It just reminded me of that. That play does all the different things that the songs do. Cold as Ice, yeah, that's right. And Styx, of course they did Mr. Roboto, right?
No, they did not.
Oh my God!
Just a few bars of it, huh? And then they stopped, and I don't know why.
Oh.
It was strange.
And isn't there I'm Sailing Away?
Yeah, they did I'm Sailing Away. They made a bit of a joke about
South Park.
There's a song Indiana's been waiting for with all its nautical history.
Oh.
And they did Sail Away. I think they did Lady, but they didn't do Babe.
So it's Foreigner, Styx, and who? Kansas. Oh, Kansas did it. What's Kansas's big song again?
Well, they've got three hits that I'm aware of. Dust in the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
Point of No Return and Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, I like that one. That's great. Cool.
So,
that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. I've got a couple more lined up for later in the year that I'm looking forward to. So not quite as rocking as last year, but it'll be all right. And cow pie wise, well, I've got some flickering lights, and I don't know why, and it's kind of concerning me.
It should be.
Nothing I can do about it, though.
What do you think it is?
Still sucks. I think it's old, cheap wiring.
Oh.
So. What can you do? Maybe it's cat piss.
Are you living in a really old building?
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Mm.
Well, like I said Saturday night, you just want to make sure you got surge protectors. Because when you got your lights doing that, you know, it could be doing some bullshit stuff to appliances.
Yeah, that's true.
I think everything's on a protector. God knows I've got those things all over the house.
Well, I mean, people think a surge protector, but there's definitely different kinds, and you definitely want your computer on one.
Mm-hmm.
Those power surges are not good on appliances.
You might fry my hot dog toaster.
Oh, yeah. You might want to unplug your toaster if you're not using it.
The precious hot dog toaster.
I have people ask me about that from time to time. It is a unique appliance. So.
And I heard you got some weenies that wouldn't fit in it.
Oh, yeah. I ate one today, in fact. They're pretty thick.
Do you like the big sausage-y ones? Like the what are they called? That guy's
brats?
Name? Yeah, like the brats. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not a big brat person.
Oh, I love them. I like big sausages.
I like regular old hot dogs on the grill. Burn them.
Yeah?
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy. Maybe I don't have any taste buds. Taste buds?
Taste buds.
This is a boob. This is a bulb. kind of an inside joke there.
No.
Anyway...
Can I share that story with Elisa?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay, Elisa, we have this gentleman that works with us. He's about 62 years old, and he's from Vietnam. And I'm not sure how long he's been in. But anyhow, he came to me the other day, and he needed a boob. And I go, a what? And he said, a 52-watt boob. So I went over and got him a light bulb, and I come walking back, and before I left, I said, Vui, say bulb. And he said it perfectly. And so I come walking back across, and he's like, all I need is my boob. I said, Vui, these are boobs, and I grabbed my chest. This is a bulb.
Oh, my God.
And I started laughing. Well, all the guys that were standing around just cracked up, and Vui broke into a big grin and just turned his head and didn't say anything. So I said, remember, Vui, this is a bulb. He's kind of my little buddy, so one of these days I'll be getting called to HR for harassing him, probably. But
well, yeah. I mean, I don't think you weren't doing it in, like, meanness. You weren't like, hey, you stupid immigrant, don't, you know, speak our language properly. Like, I know you were being, like, nice about it, and I think he probably feels bad. I know a lot of people, like, I have a lot of friends in Europe who, like, email me, and they're like, I write such bad English. I'm, like, apologizing every second sentence. I'm like, dude, you're fine. And maybe that's what it is he feels kind of, like, self-conscious.
Well, it's funny because he's been taking some English-speaking classes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the best speller in the class. So if you don't understand him, it's B-U-L-B. You know, he spells everything really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give you one chance, maybe not even two, to understand him. And then he starts spelling. Well, Thursday afternoon, I happened to be off work. And I guess they were cleaning the radiators in the apartment, and which happened to be under water pressure. And he managed to break off this little piece, and they had water shooting up off the ceiling. And he gets his little walkie-talkie, and he calls somebody. And I guess it was hilarious, and I'm so sorry I missed it.
It was, because, you know, he's just learning English, and we take it for granted, but when someone who's just learning the language is under a bit of strain and pressure, trying to communicate something quickly, but not using words the rest of us are used to, it was funny as hell.
Oh, he's
what did he say?
I can't even repeat it, but the water, you broke it, it's on the floor,
it's everywhere.
I can't do it justice, because it was just close enough that we kind of knew what, everybody who heard it knew what he was saying, but it was funny.
They
and
said,
I'm sure if we went to Vietnam and we tried to say,
oh yeah, they'd laugh so hard.
Can I sharpen your pencil or whatever? It would come across to them and they would laugh and say, stupid gringo.
Yeah. Well, what's so cute about him too is, you know, I mean, from what I've understood, he was in a prison camp in Vietnam.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So his children are over here and they've quite educated and he's still trying to work and he's a very active man.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's funny. And they said when they went in, he had a dustpan and a broom sweeping up the water, putting it in a bucket.
Oh.
Because he didn't have a mop.
I didn't know about that part of it.
Anyhow.
So, anyway, normally here we would get to listener feedback. And even though we've had more downloads than normal recently, we didn't get any feedback.
You know what? I have I just read something. Ebert wrote something on his blog, Roger Ebert, about lurkers and anonymity online. And they say that there's some rule that there's the minority of people will be the ones that comment, and then there's this majority that are lurkers. Like, it's the majority of anybody that are lurkers. Like, we only get, like, such a fraction of all the people who listen, probably. It's like when I was writing that blog, you know, that I only got so many comments, but there were so many readers, so.
Yeah, it's like 10% is the standard number.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, maybe we've got, like, thousands of listeners. Yeah.
No, we don't.
I was looking at, did you notice like our ranking on like on Podomatic is like 3,000 and something?
Well, that's all shows combined. If you go into our particular category, it's better.
Oh,
We go between 35 and 70.
That's not bad.
Yeah, or, you know, at the end of the week, it usually drops lower than that, but, and we've been as high as, I think, 26.
Wow.
On record.
Jeez.
So. But my guess is our episode 100 is going to come and go without being noticed.
Probably.
So, I don't even know if we'll get all the cast here for that one. Now, Elisa, I think you have a fair pass.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I might just go see. I mean, it was 6 o'clock my time, so I might be back. I might not. I mean, I don't rule me out, so.
Oh, we won't. We'll look for your little green light.
Okay.
I can bet that neither Turd Ferguson or
Ferguson.
You know what? He's not here. He's goddamn JR.
There you go.
Neither he nor Robert will make it since they both have children and they will both most likely be lighting off fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's actually illegal here. That's like such a big deal that I, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to going back to a place that has rain where there can actually be fireworks.
Well, they're definitely not illegal here.
We have one. Go ahead.
Essentially, the state will catch on fire. Well, the southern part of the state will catch on fire.
Yeah.
We have one particular church that goes all out and does a 4th of July celebration, and I noticed theirs is going to be Saturday evening.
Off the church? Like, did they pick, like the church on fire?
They have a big field.
What? They should light the church on fire. Remember, like, the little burning schoolhouse?
Yeah.
You can find little burning church.
And I don't know if our institution's going to be doing them this year. I assume they will be. So they normally have something special on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it's downtown.
Yeah.
We've had enough moisture. It shouldn't be a problem this year.
Well, Becky, would you like to give out our contact information?
Yes, I will.
Should anybody so desire?
They can telephone us at 1-206-426-2091, or they can email us at plan9@podomatic.com, and our snail mail, Plan 9, P.O. Box 102, Lafayette, Indiana, 47902. Ta-da!
Oh, shit. I had something else to say, and now I completely forgot what it was. You two talk for a minute while I think.
Yada, 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 yada.
World today is just... We should talk about vibrators. I put new batteries in my vibrator.
Did you? Is that your birthday present to yourself? you're a little, you, no, yep, 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 I think
no,
that,
it was
mom,
two, no, it was 2 weeks ago I did that, so no.
Oh, okay. Maybe you were in. Hey.
When in doubt, change the batteries.
Yeah.
As the batteries run down, does the thing go slower?
Yeah, well, you don't really notice because it's so, what's the word? It's so, like, just slowly done. But, like, I was like, why is this not working? New batteries. Whoa!
Yellow!
Okay. I don't know if that's too much information or not.
I was going to say, did that help you remember what you were going to say?
Oh, no, that's completely gone. It had something to do with what we were talking about. It was going to lead into it, but I completely lost it. Although, I will say that we could use at least one more Christmas in July pick.
How many do you have, two?
No, we have 2.5. Mark gave us one, but I can't remember what it is, so I'm going to have to go back.
I wrote it down.
And...
that Jim Belushi.
Okay. What was it?
It was that weird Jim Belushi movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't write it down, but Becky, if you did, okay. So we have 3 then. We could use one more, most likely. 1, 2, 3. Yep, we need one more.
What happened to that nice listener that called in a couple times, the girl? The woman, I don't know. What's her name?
Cindy?
Yeah, that might be it, yeah.
Not me.
Oh, hey, Cindy, call in your request there. We need some female perspective, because it's a big sausage fest usually when people call in.
Is it retroactive? Does that sound familiar?
That sounds right.
With James Belushi.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. If it's available on Netflix. Okay, so... let's dive on into this week's main attraction, feature presentation, center of a topic, discussion, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Buried his body in the field and dragged Molly from the house, hanging her in the farm's apple
Okay, this month has been Mockumentary Month, and our first and final flick is Behind the Mask. We didn't get to see it on the 6th because it was taken off of Instant View, so instead we went with something else and saved it for the last because it is one of my personal favorites. The full title is Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon. And this was, I think, the first time you've seen it, right, Becky?
Yes, it was. What?
Just more computer problems here.
Okay.
For some unknown, ungodly reason.
And I think it fit the category really well. A mockumentary.
Yeah. The premise of the film, it's half documentary, half slasher film. And there's a group of grad students who are trying to make a documentary film on serial killers, such as Jason Voorhees, Freddy Krueger, and Michael Myers. And there's a new up-and-comer in the form of Leslie Vernon. And somehow they've been able to get an interview with him. And he goes about showing them how it's all done, such as how he can look like he's only walking, but yet constantly keeping up with everybody else. It's because he has an incredible amount of cardio he has to do. How he will go through and have everything set up at the house beforehand. And how his survivor girl, which is the one girl that gets to live, is not just random chance. She is chosen from the very beginning.
Yes. For a particular reason.
There's a connection, she's a virgin, da-da-da-da-da. And it's just a really interesting take, in my opinion. It stars Nathan Basel, B-A-E-S-E-L. I don't know how he pronounces it. But it has cameos by Robert Englund, Zelda Rubinstein, which is that voice you heard at the very beginning.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, she just died.
Yep.
Yeah. But she has such a fantastic voice.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
aside from the clickety-clacks,
Sorry. That
woman can say anything and make it creepy. And then
I like her expressions, too.
Yeah. It's also got Scott Wilson in it, which is, you know, an older actor who's had some great roles. He was in, I think, like The Heat of the Night, and was it The Great Gatsby? But he plays sort of the mentor to Leslie Vernon. Great role. So, what'd you think of this movie, Becky?
It was an interesting movie. I'm not really sure that it would have been a movie I would have sat and watched by myself. Another one of those in a group, even though none of us really talked.
At least about the movie.
Yeah, It was a different movie. If you're into slasher films, probably you would enjoy it more.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, because this definitely takes some of the standards that you typically find in every slasher film and sort of tries to explain them away.
Like, yes.
How can they take so much damage and not die? How they can look like they're dead but not be dead? And some of the symbolism that always appears in the movies. Things like that.
Yes.
And the main character, Leslie Vernon, he's quite charming and likable. And none of it, you know, seems real. The cast in the movie is actually kind of rooting for him up until the point where it starts.
Yes.
Where the fateful night, the Friday the 13th for them, begins. And he starts taking people out one by one. It's really not a gory movie.
No.
I don't remember any particular gory scenes. There's some death scenes, but not any real gore.
No. Even, you know, the few so-called slash, it's just like one quick camera shot and they pan away. A lot of it was even off camera. You just got the impression of what was going on.
There is some weird sounds going on here. I don't know if any of the rest of you hear them.
I don't.
The little pitta-patta-patta?
Yeah.
I don't know. That definitely sounds like a phone. Is anybody say have their cell phone too close?
No, it's not a cell phone. It's not on mine. So.
I don't hear it, so it makes me wonder if it's not me.
Yeah, I don't
my
hear
phone's
it.
Across. Yeah, my phone's across the room.
It's not quite like what you generally hear with that. Were you surprised by the twist of the movie?
I guessed it partway into it.
How far would you say?
3/4.
75%? Okay, that's fair. Now, I will say there is some gratuitous nudity, just to show gratuitous nudity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to explain, but you laugh when you see it, because you know it's just, they're making fun of the nudity in horror movies. So.
What was really funny was you guys both told one of the people well, that's true too. Turd.
Because I knew there was at least some nudity later on. I forgot about the first one.
Turd mentioned that there would be no boobies in this movie. And that was the first thing you saw when it showed. I looked at him and said, I thought you said there wasn't any. I forgot.
Yeah, there's just some blatantly...
In your face, know. Boobs.
Yeah. For no point whatsoever other than to have boobs. So. And. God, I don't know what to really say without giving certain parts away that I don't want to.
Yeah, because if you've never seen it, you don't want to, you don't want to give it away. Because it was a bit of a. Aha moment, you know.
And this is one of my favorite fun movies. It's not going to be one, oh my god, that was fucking amazing. But it's one of those, yeah, I like that. I enjoyed that. It was worth 90 minutes or however long it happens to be. And I don't know if I want them to do a sequel or not.
No.
Are they planning?
No reason.
I don't think so, but, you know, there's always talk because the movie did fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Hollywood refuses to come up with anything original.
Oh, anymore. I know. So, I know.
So this is one I really enjoyed and I personally would recommend. I think it's worth seeing.
And it was one that Robert had purchased. So
yeah,
it...
Robert has seen it and he'd have a lot to say about it tonight, but...
We were second choice.
Not here. So.
Again, no poem tonight.
Yeah, you sound like you've been watching Archer. They have a whole episode where everybody's going, wah, wah.
Oh, really? I gotta watch some of those. I keep forgetting to watch this at a weird time. Monday at 10. I mean, I never remember to watch TV at Monday at 10. I'm watching Seinfeld.
Watch it on Netflix. I think you can get the whole season.
Yeah, you can get it on demand, too. On demand.
Instant watch. Yeah, so.
Alright.
It's worthwhile. So, well, personally, I'm going to say this is a must rent. It is well worth it. It's not going to scare you, But if you like slasher movies, I think you're going to have a fun time watching this. And the lead character is great. So, Becky?
Oh, I'd say a rent it. Yeah. Watch it once, because, you know, like I said, I'm not a... I've seen Friday the 13th, a couple of them. I'm really not into the scary movies like I was when I was younger. I blame a lot of life's reality for that. But yeah, I definitely, as Robert said, I'd watch it. No, it's not one of the choices.
Watch it, yeah.
It's a rented.
So, and like Becky said, we don't unfortunately have any whatchamacallit, a poem tonight. I don't think I have anything I can make up off the top of my head. I'm not real good at that. I don't suppose either one of you have a poem you could make up real quick.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Robert should be here and say, Ed, fuck you.
All right. So, there's your poem for the week. And the other thing...
Beefcake wise, well, not really. I'm not into girls' boobies or I should say no beefcake, nada, zilch.
Bummer.
That's it. No, you know, what can you say about it? Ha-ah.
No, but it's not a sexy film.
Ooh.
Oh, but I did see a parody trailer, supposedly a deleted sex scene from Star Wars Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's so wrong. It made me laugh, but it's just so wrong. Oh.
Have you guys seen that guy's... reviews of the Star Wars movies? It's like, you know, a 2-hour review on YouTube, but it's like so good. He goes through everything.
No.
I'll just send you the link because he does Star Trek movies too. He's a brilliant dude. It's just hilarious.
I don't know if I could sit through a 2-hour review.
No, but you think you won't, but he is so funny and so engaging that you will not realize how long you're sitting there for.
God, I lose so much time on this godforsaken machine as it is. Especially since half my homework's on it. I'm going to have to start growing a garden just so I get some sunshine.
Some what? Sunshine?
Sunshine. I went from sunshine. Okay, well, that's pretty much all I've got for this episode, unfortunately. Next week, we're going to be doing the Bill Goldberg Evil Santa Claus movie, and I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head.
Santa Slaves?
It might be. It is an instant view on Netflix.
Okay.
It was suggested by Headshot Heather.
I keep getting recommended that movie, Santa Slade, so...
I think that's what it was.
Alright. Well, yeah. How many Santa Slayer movies really are there out there?
Well, I believe there's Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh.
And,
No, isn't Silent Night, Deadly Night, Black Christmas?
Could be.
Because I think I saw a poster for that, and so I think Silent Night, Deadly Night is Black Christmas. That's just another title for it.
Yeah.
Oh, Silent Night.
You're probably right. So, well, I think, if nothing else, I picked out the absolute perfect song to go out on
99.
In this movie. 99. Well, not for our episode number, but for
the movie. We should do a 99.
So, sorry it couldn't be Luftballoon.
99, Luftballoon.
This is a better all-around song. So, we'll see you next week, folks.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows why. what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. Love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. Let's never breathe. When my fist clenches, crack it open before I use it, lose my cool. When I smile, tell me some bad news before I laugh. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your coat.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I love The Who.
Yeah. I absolutely love that song, and I don't want to know the history behind it because I'm afraid it would be something I didn't like. So that was Behind Blue Eyes with The Who. I like Limp Bizkit's version as well, except for that stupid L-I-M-P. Say it.
I don't think I've heard
it. They put in the middle. They use one of them spell it now machines in the middle of a damn song. And to me, that just ruins it.
Mm.
But Fred Durst singing in the early part is fine. But, you know, whatever.
It's such a haunting song, really.
It really is. Okay, folks, we'll see you in a week. I hope you have fun.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.